third chapter of Mark's Gospel. I read the first six verses tonight. And he entered the synagogue again, and a man was there who had a withered hand. And they watched him closely whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Step forward." And he said to him, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they kept silent. When he looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. And the Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. In the scripture, we find Jesus once more confronting the hostility of the religious leaders because of an act of healing that he'd done, but more because he'd done it on the Sabbath day. I want us to consider three things here tonight. First, that of withered hands. The apocryphal gospel of the Hebrews tells us this man was a stonemason and thus unable to do his work because of his affliction. Whether that is accurate or not, we don't know. But we do know that when Jesus healed this man, he gave him back his ability to work, his livelihood, his self-respect, and in a very real sense, he gave him back his life. And Jesus said he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so he went about healing withered hands, broken lives, broken hearts, broken spirits, giving people new life. New life. But if we turn our attention to the church today, this church, in this community, how many cases of people with withered hands do we have in the life of the church? People who profess to believe in Christ, who are good, decent, moral people, who have good ideas and approve of justice and mercy, but people whose hands or spirits or minds or hearts are withered and impotent to take hold of a task. We're used to people in church being so great. You know, all of us have heard Dr. Bob. You ask him how he's doing, he tells you so quick he's doing so well he can't stand it. If he's doing any better, he couldn't stand it, I believe is what he says. I ask J.D. Hulbert how he's doing. He's wonderful, wonderful. Ask a man this morning how he was doing. He said he couldn't be any better. I've never reached that place yet. But I really got shocked this morning. I really did. In the fellowship time, I walked up to a person and spoke to them and asked them how they were doing. And instantly, tears came to their eyes. And they had to wipe away tears. And that was a person with withered dream, withered heart, with his spirit, unable to get beyond the hurt and the pain. And I came to wonder how many of us really, if we were to be honest with one another,